My name's Matthew, and I play Lucas McElroy, the hick with a heart of gold.
I'm Eddie, and I play Theo White, the rocker who's chasing a shadow.
I'm Brett, and I play Spence, the bookworm shutterbug who hunts for the unknown.
I'm Jen, and I play Rainy, and she is just a weirdo.
Last time we left, the party had been split up. I believe we had one goat on shrooms, one goat wrangler with a busted
ankle.
Thank you, Eddie. We had scared and alone weirdo.
Yep.
We had moistened.
Moistened void fisting.
Hashtag moistened void fister. We had a sick little kid who was about to find out how his dad died.
You're a little kid.
You're a twerp.
You're all little kids.
Yeah, but you're the littlest.
We're
teenagers.
They've got a phone.
He's just
You're not even a tween, because that's not a thing yet.
He's just Dipper.
If I've learned anything from Gravity Falls, I am technically not a teen.
So, as we left off, Spencer was looking at the movie screen with a title card that I believe said how Spencer's father died. It's
describe the scene.
When did Spence's dad leave? Just out of curiosity.
No, it's been, well, man, it's been a few years. I think it was like five.
It's been 5 years?
He was five.
He was five, okay.
So 7 years.
Yes.
So you see a black and white video of film? Black and white film of Gerald coming into the living room of the house, and you see a video of little Spencer coming and giving him a hug.
Is this another one of those fucked up movies from that director?
No. That's me, and...
So, you seem to be hugging your dad. You run up and jump on his lap, and he hugs you, and... He hugs you, and he seems to be tickling you, and you seem to be flailing about, and it looks so cute, and your face is facing away from the camera, and Dad's just throwing his head back and, like, wildly waving it about. Good times are had by all.
I don't... How is this... I gotta go.
What? Wait, Spence!
And then, right then, young Spence on the film turns around and his mouth is covered in blood as he has bit his father's neck. It is Spencer who killed his father.
Is Spence's dad, like, reacting to that? Or just going on as normal?
So now that it's him laughing,
it's him screaming.
Yeah, so, like, now that you know what
he throws Spence across the room into the wall.
No, he does not. Now that you know, from the angle that you were seeing, it looked like it was laughter and tickling. It was him trying to fight you off as you ravenously tore his neck open.
You monster.
You sick, twisted child, you. Now, roll for repressed memory.
Oh, no.
Okay. Which would be...
Body force move.
Oh, yes.
The only stat.
Mind?
Yeah, mind.
Anything else?
Comprehend?
Sure, why not?
He's got to comprehend his memories, or whatever he's seeing. I don't know.
That's one. I also have two more dice to roll, so.
Oh, man.
Two.
Oh, that's two successes.
Yeah.
You are, like, 99% sure that you have never torn out a person's jugular, father or otherwise. Unsure about if you've done it to an animal. Definitely sure you've never done it to a human, though.
Mm. I would like to be clearer on that.
So, gotta roll again for that, man.
Well, maybe there's time for that later.
So, not important right now.
What? Hey, that never happened. Liar! And he snatches his shovel and like hurls it at the screen.
So when you hurl it at the screen, it goes straight through the screen and hits bloody face Spencer right in the head.
Good.
So it cracks open Film Spence's head, and instead of blood pouring out of him, it looks like film is gushing out of him.
I'm done with this place.
Yeah, Theo will just like look and but like follow Spence and is just like confused.
Yeah, Spence is leaving.
Does Spence leave his shovel?
Yeah, well, it's in the movie.
Yeah.
Did he then go in after it?
No.
There are other shovels.
You can get them at the toy store.
Oh, that's right. This Christmas, they're coming out with a new one. It has sound effects.
The Shovel Master 5000. Yeah.
It has lines of Josiah from the show, as well as one line from Cookie that says, "Come back to bed."
But they're going to recall it because it's only in select models.
That one's actually released in France.
It becomes a collector's item. What the hell was all that, Spence?
I don't know. That was me and Dad, but I don't know. It was all fucked up.
Do you think this guy, like, filmed you guys?
No. There's no way. That never happened.
I mean, it was just a movie.
It's weird. How is it... Spence looks up at the ceiling and just yells, "This isn't funny! If you got something to say, get out here and say it!"
Yeah.
Thanks for having my back, Theo.
You got it.
So, when you shout that, the lights go out. Or, I'm sorry, I should clarify. The projector goes out first. Then the house lights come up. House lights? Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
The house lights come up. Everyone should know what those are if you don't. So, there is the sounds of footsteps coming towards you from, like, outside.
Like, from the stairs or from somewhere else in this room?
From the little concession stand area thing.
Mm. Well, I spin around and look.
What is Lucas and Wilhelm doing?
Ow.
They are, last I checked, they didn't really find anything except for a bunch of ghosts. Lucas got mad, fought one, and then broke his leg.
Yeah. Ankle.
Ankle.
I don't think he broke it.
He hurt it.
He hurt it bad.
His foot's actually off.
Don't let Wilhelm have it.
But there was, the dude wasn't up here with the projector and, like, some kind of mastermind control box where he's pulling a bunch of levers and shit. Right?
He's not hiding behind.
Are you asking if he's the Wizard of Oz? No.
Lucas is going to turn to Wilhelm and he's going to, come on, Wilhelm, let's see if we can find the others. We can show him the projector and maybe one of them found Al Short. And Wilhelm agrees with me.
Well, that sounds just fine, Lucas.
Hey, hey, baby goat.
Oh, God.
Hashtag, hey, baby goat.
I'm going to take you to the vet tomorrow morning. You've been doing some really weird things.
Well, while we say this, he still has a sheet trailing out of him.
Oh, wow. He's just going to drag it off the mouth.
Why did you pass him so quickly?
Because it's haunted.
Oh, okay.
It's trying to get out just as much as...
It's like, no, please, no.
It was like a luge.
Jesus.
Gross.
We're a family super show, gross. Apparently.
Did the you first know? I've heard of it.
Did you know that?
I'm gonna go look for someone else up on the second floor. I'm just gonna start opening doors and looking in and be like, Theo, Rainey, Aaron, Spencer, Theo,
Aaron before Spencer, really?
Saved the best for last.
He really bonded with Aaron, okay?
I was going to say, I think, I don't know if you were trying to make, like, Rainy scream, like, some sort of, like a linchpin type of thing.
Did Lucas hear the scream?
And now she's screaming and beating on the bedroom door.
I mean, I was up in the attic dealing with my own screams.
Well, yeah, like, I'm not sure what the continuity is on that.
This is all kind of going concurrent. Her scream happened at the same time that he fell. So he would have been on the second floor. She would have been on the first floor. It would have likely been heard. Lucas would hear Rainey's scream, yes.
Okay, then Lucas is going to, like,
bang
open up
the door.
Open up, like, the second room, second floor doors, and be like, Rainey, Aaron, Rainey.
You're like, Rainy screaming.
Is he like hobbling down the hallway?
Yeah, he's like trying each door on the way.
It is decidedly not from the second floor, though. Oh. But this is a spoopy house, so maybe.
And Lucas well, is I figured that he doesn't have to walk too far because of his ankle.
I figured that when he fell and hurt his ankle, he's kind of disoriented. And is Rainy like is she still like actively screaming?
That's up to Rainy to decide.
Or was it like a yelp and now she's just kind of pounding on the door?
That's up to Rainy to decide. Hey, Rainy.
Hey. What am I deciding?
How much are you screaming?
Did you scream once?
Screamed once when she found Aaron's head in the toilet. And then, like, promptly dropped the toilet, the toilet lid. Screamed and ran out of the bathroom, shut that door. And then ran over to the bedroom door and was trying to get out of the bedroom. Which was stuck. Bedroom door was stuck.
So she's still screaming there?
Yeah.
Also, I like Eddie's explanation of that.
She's screaming and crying.
That Lucas is just like hobbling. He's like, Rainy? And like, he can clearly hear her screaming downstairs. But he's like, please let her be, like, this be a haunted house where like the doors don't make sense. This really hurts my foot.
This is one of those Scooby-Doo mansions, please.
Come on, Scooby-Doo rules.
I don't want to fall down to the first floor.
Okay, then.
Maybe if you fall down these stairs, it'll somehow fix your foot.
it'll break it back.
Yeah.
Lucas is going to, after he gets his stuff together and he's like, come on home, we got to find everyone else. It sounds like Rainey's in trouble. And he's going to hobble down the hallway to the stairs to find his way down to the first floor. And he's going to, like, he's got his projector, the projector under one arm, and he's, like, tightly gripping the banister with the other one. And very carefully going down so that he doesn't mess up and hurt himself again.
Is he using his body move?
It's probably body force.
Is he using his body force?
Force himself to move.
I can do this. I can do this. He's being very careful about it so it wouldn't elicit a die roll.
Oh, okay. That's.
He's going to go at half speed.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
taking 10.
Okay.
So I'm headed downstairs, and I'm trying to find the door that Rainy is behind.
Okay. It's not very hard to follow the sounds of Rainy screaming and banging and general panic and terror.
Okay. Is it a push door or a pull door?
It is a push. Well, it's, I mean,
to both, you.
But to you, it's a push door. To her, it is a pull door.
That's what I was referencing, yes. To me.
Yes, to you.
All right, then I'm gonna try opening the door for her.
Okay.
Right, does the door open?
The door does not open, but it seems that you're trying to push it and that she's banging on it, and her banging keeps hitting it closed.
Rainy, step back. I got the door for you.
Lucas?
Yeah. Step back.
The bathroom door opens up like something's about to come out at you.
She shrieks.
Lucas is going to take that for a go. He's going to try to open the door.
Oh, I'm going to need a body force on that.
I can do that.
Do you know how many?
7 dice minus 1.
Body force, go.
So 2 dice.
The worst Super Sentai team ever.
That's because you don't lift.
Isn't that just Voltron? Legs, arms.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
So you got a success?
I got one success.
One success.
To open the door.
You managed to. Do you just turn the handle?
Well, yeah, I mean,
do you like shoulder it or?
No, I'm trying. I'm just like trying to open it, like quick here. I'm not. Like, I was testing the door.
Body move.
All right.
Please don't smash her in the face.
Oh God! Oh no! Oh. I got no successes.
Oh.
Rainy
gets popped in the face. Luckily, she's not Spence's height, so she doesn't get hit by a doorknob.
Ooh. Oh, man. Right, that would have knocked out some teeth.
Oh, man. And people would have been asking your parents what they're doing to you. You get smacked in the face by the door. And we're going to say evens or odds?
Evens.
I believe that Rainy already has a status debuff.
I do.
I think.
Does or maybe not she appear didn't. To yet.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Okay.
That's a one. She said evens.
Okay. So Rainy's now got a broken nose.
Oh, her nose. Oh, no. Does that make me upset?
That does.
Injured?
It makes you so miffed.
Exhausted?
No, it's clearly it's broken.
Oh, you're right.
Did clearly say it.
I would say it makes you upset.
Get it in the door
makes
and then
me
go,
upset.
Oh, man.
You consider, took it out of me. You consider your nose to be one of your cutest traits. And now you're upset because it's broken and it'll never be the same again. You hear a moaning coming from the bathroom.
I'm going to wield the projector as a weapon.
You cannot.
I can't. Oh,
it's,
Joel.
It's heavy as fuck.
Yeah.
Rainy is briefly forgetting about her her nose and rushing to get behind Lucas.
Rainy, what's wrong? What happened? What's in the bathroom, Rainy?
It's Aaron.
Lucas looks a little unsure about this. Well, yeah, he went off with you.
There was a person in the shower, and then we went in there, and then there was nobody in the shower, and then we got separated. He got stuck in the in the bathroom, and then when I got into the bathroom, he said it was in the toilet, and it was off of his body, and then I got stuck in the room.
Lucas is going to slowly approach the bathroom door with the projector held, like, ready to smash it down on something.
Cannot.
What? Cannot. I cannot hold the projector.
Probably because you...
Because you would need... For you to wield it as a weapon, you would need 2 sturdy feet on the ground because it's that heavy. Because your ankle is busted up, you would not be able to wield it properly.
I didn't say I was wielding it properly. It's just the nearest thing
okay,
to use as a
weapon. First of all,
you're
going to
end up swinging yourself
proper.
Over top of the projector.
That's the point.
He's just going to drop it on their toes.
So I want to clarify.
Rainy just dropped the tennis racket in the room somewhere.
I want to clarify that when I say using it properly, I don't mean you're intending to film something or show a movie. I mean you cannot wield it improperly as a weapon.
I'm not using this object for its intended purpose. Yeah.
So, two wrongs do not make a right.
I was just going to throw it at him.
Oh my god.
The point is you can't. It's too heavy.
It is too heavy.
You got a bad ankle.
Yeah.
You can make that face all you want. Yes.
if your ankle wasn't busted, I'd let you do it.
Lucas is still gonna hold it threateningly, okay. Even if actually using it would topple him over and break his foot off or something.
There is a tennis racket in the room.
Oh, good. Use the tennis racket as a peg leg for me, and then I can sturdily stand
exactly.
up.
Exactly. Then I can hit him with this projector. Aaron, if you're dead and in there, you stay in there.
Rainy is behind Lucas, but she's kind of tugging on his shirt so they can leave. Getting blood just all over the back of his shirt.
Lucas is gonna start backing away from the door and be like, "Come on, Rainy, we gotta find Theo and Spence. Aaron's dead to us. We gotta go."
Okay.
As
he's basically an adult, he's fine.
Because their nose is all.
As you keep your eyes focused on the door, at the bottom of the door, you see on the tiles of the bathroom, you see black movement. As what appears to be a snake from a distance moves towards you. But it seems like, as you get a closer look at it, it seems to be film that is writhing towards you like a snake.
Lucas is gonna feel like, oh, we gotta get out of here. I don't want whatever that is getting us.
It gets closer. It wants to get you.
If it gets too close, I'm gonna drop the projector on it.
It gets too close.
I dropped the projector on it.
Oh, no!
Take that!
It lands on top of it.
Go. I turn and push Rainy towards the door. Come on, Wilhelm. We gotta go. All
right, man.
Definitely taking you to a vet.
It starts to climb up the projector and starts to load itself up. Load itself up?
That's super neat. And if Lucas wasn't totally freaked out, he'd stop and watch. But he's totally freaked out.
Rainy is booking it out of that room.
Lucas and Rainy and Wilhelm flee.
Y'all flee
out of the room.
Out the room.
Into the hallway.
Into the hallway.
Luke,
down to the basement.
Rainy, do you know where Theo and Spence went?
Downstairs.
The door behind me. Downstairs, like into the basement. Okay.
She'll nod.
Well, let's go find them. Okay, let's go to the basement then. We'll find them.
Okay, please don't disappear.
I'm not. Me and Wilhelm, we're right here. But we gotta go. We gotta get Spence and Theo. We gotta get the hell out of here. This place is creeping me out.
Damn, guys, Aaron's dead.
Lucas doesn't know how to respond to that.
Yep.
I mean, that's fair. That's a legitimate response.
Come on. Come on. And we're gonna try to find the basement. Spencer, Theo, we're getting out of here. Where are you guys? Don't be dead.
Oh, yeah, are we?
Are y'all dead?
I don't think so. I think last we were alive and hearing footsteps.
Oh. So, y'all hear footsteps coming. They seem slow, but they seem to be coming from the concession area. But then you hear faster footsteps and screaming. It's your friends. Well, because you can hear them. Well, I suppose that's true. You don't know.
Yeah.
But you can hear people with voices very similar to your friends. And also, they're calling you by name. And also, you hear a goat.
They might be in trouble.
Yeah. Let's go. It's fucking creepy down here anyway.
Yeah. And Spence goes just as fast as six Spence could go without his shovel crutch.
Oh man, that is not fast.
No.
Roll body move.
Okay. No.
Oh dear.
Oh, he falls over.
Oh. Spence falls over.
Flop.
Thought you wanted to get out of here, Spence. Come on. What kind of...
God. Spence, that's not how you run. You silly goose.
He doesn't know to take it seriously yet. Jeez.
I know.
So he's gonna kind of like try and like tuck him back up a little bit and hope he thinks maybe that he just tripped.
Spence is being tugged.
You're so clumsy.
Oh, clumsy Spence.
Is he having much trouble getting up?
He probably struggles a little bit, but man. Gets back up.
Okay. I guess Theo's kind of like pushing him towards like and like looking
shoving
over.
Shoving him back over.
And looking over his shoulder like
no.
If anything's no?
No, I rolled again. No. Because I was getting up and I was being tugged and pushed and trying to stabilize and my feet wasn't under me yet and back down.
You are exhausted, Spence.
He's already exhausted. I believe.
Is he?
I don't have anything marked down. I think I've just been role-playing.
So.
Theo is going to do his best to pick up Spence.
Okay. You know what? What do you mean pick up Spence?
I don't think, like, I guess Theo's not very big, but he's still going to, like, maybe, like, try. Like, if someone's, like, the same size as you or just even slightly smaller, it's kind of hard to drag them. But I guess, I don't know.
He's not big, but he has a lot of heart.
Yes,
he does have a lot of heart.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Go for it.
What, just use heart?
Just use heart.
Oh. Man, this would have been a good roll if this were, like, a rogue, sneak attack.
Yeah. The power of heart was not enough for you to carry Spence, who is very clearly dead weight at this point.
Just leave him.
I can get up, just quit jerking me around.
Theo is spooked by the footsteps and wants to go help her friends.
I'm fine, go. I'll be right behind you.
I'm not just gonna leave you here.
I'm getting up now, jeez.
Wait, Theo's gonna stand back and like kind of panic, like look around but not like touch Spence or try and pick him up or anything.
So not professing your love for Spence, right?
Anyway.
Spence, do you slug your way to the door?
I'm gonna get up.
I was saying he's gonna
Sorry, that's
just... Oh my god, Spence and Theo, where are you two?
We're coming up.
Rainy busted her nose and Aaron's dead. We gotta get out of here.
What the fuck?
There's ghosts in the attic too. I don't like this place. Wilhelm's been acting real weird.
But he's feeling real right.
Is Spence able to get up? And I guess we're going to try and head up the stairs.
I mean, I assume. I'm not going to.
Yeah.
So as y'all do that, you, Spence and Theo, meet outside in the concession area. They meet Rainey and Lucas and Wilhelm's ever-disgusting digestive problem. And...
Theo sees a limping Lucas. Oh, goddammit, alliteration. And face bleeding Rainey. Not catchy. And he's just like...
She's got blood like all around her nose and her mouth. And it's all down like the front of her shirt. And she's also crying.
A red Rainey?
Anyway. What the fuck happened to you guys? Fuck.
Do you notice Wilhelm?
I'm going to choose to not notice Wilhelm.
It's difficult because Wilhelm has a long white-ish tail.
It's like Wilhelm's a bride, and that's his train.
He's doing a cleanse, okay?
What a terrible... Oh, God.
Did you guys find anything?
Found this fucked up place.
Why is there a movie theater down here?
I don't know. It's really weird now that I think about it. I got a little caught up in all the ghost people, which are not ghosts. I'm sure they're holograms.
So all you found down here was just this stupid movie theater thing?
It's weirder than it sounds.
Yeah, well, we don't want to stick around because it's really fucked up down here, and I think there's someone coming over here, and I do not want to find out who or what it is.
What happened to Aaron?
Got decapitated, I think.
You think?
Rainey says that she found his head in the toilet.
Shit.
We got separated. He got stuck in this bathroom, and then when I was able to get back in the bathroom, his head was in the toilet.
Are you sure it was real?
I don't know.
I don't know, a lot of this feels pretty fucking real, and Theo's, like, flopping around his wet clothes.
Did you go swimming?
That was him in the shower earlier.
No, like I said, it's fucked up in here. Let's go.
We gotta get out. We could just burn the place down.
All right, let's go up and figure it out.
What's this ass and those footsteps?
Those footsteps are getting closer and a door opens behind the concession stand.